The Detroit Institute of Arts was left with egg on its face as news broke of double-digit pay increases and big bonuses doled out to its two top executives. Bonuses and increases given in 2012. That was just as the DIA convinced voters in three Southeast Michigan counties to say yes to a special millage to keep the DIA open. Well, now a firestorm of protest is pushing the DIA to rethink bonuses and salaries. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here now. Remind us again, Daniel, what kind of money are we talking about for Director Graham Beal and COO Anne-Marie Erickson?
For Graham Beal, it was a little over $500,000, and for Anne-Marie, the specific number escapes me, $370,000, that's what it is. She got a 36% raise back in, I think, 2012, and the filings just have just been made available, and my colleague Jennifer Chambers wrote about this and really blew the lid off here because of the optics of this whole thing. You have a museum that's getting roughly two-thirds of its operating budget from taxpayers and then turning around and giving large raises and $50,000 bonuses each to the top two executives. And this has naturally created a backlash, particularly in Oakland County, where you had some commissioners that were talking about dissolving the Oakland Arts Authority, which would essentially stop $11 million on an annual basis from going to the DIA. So the DIA has now come back full circle and has said that they will look at these procedures. This kind of thing will not happen again because they're trying to tamp this down. The last thing they need is to see $11 million disappear from their operating budget. It would throw everything into total disarray.
And give me an idea. How does benchmark this for us? How does the money that Erickson and Beal are making compare with other major art institutions?
It's very comparable. I don't think that's really the issue. It's not that anybody is arguing that they are wildly overcompensated for the jobs they do at the institutions that they run. I think that that's not the issue here. The issue is public funding, and I think also the optics. And finally, the sensitivity. I mean, let's be real here. The bankruptcy that is about to be over, we think, sometime next month potentially, hinged on the grand bargain. And the grand bargain, one of the key pieces of it, was rescuing the DIA and its prodigious collection from creditors and making sure that those pieces did not get sold to satisfy creditors, and they successfully did that. There was an unprecedented coalition of state lawmakers, foundations, then more recently corporate foundations and others who came together to save this institution, and then it looks the optics just look terrible, and I think it's a problem they're dealing with. I'm not quite sure how it's going to end, frankly.
Well, it's interesting when we think of this whole issue of compensation, and then when public money is involved with an entity. We saw with General Motors when the government had ownership of General Motors. Compare and contrast for us.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the Treasury told General Motors, listen, if we're going to bail you out to the tune of almost $50 billion, I think it was 49.5 at one point, then we're going to have a say on executive compensation. They also took away their jet and a couple of other things. But the point is that when the public gets involved, when the public money gets involved, you lose some of the independence and the ability to set your own policies. And I think it's not an unfair comparison. Now, Gene Gargaro, from what I understand from my colleagues' reporting, is going to be talking to the Oakland County people, I think, today. And one of the things that he has assured them is that they would consult with them on certain kind of compensation things on a periodic basis.
This is the DIA chairman, who initially was kind of toughing it out, wasn't he? Saying, hey, they've earned it, they did a good job. Go away? Wasn't that the initial response?
Yeah. Well, anybody who knows Gene Gargaro would know he would never say go away. Mm. I mean, he's a very gracious man, and a lot of people give him enormous credit for leading the museum through this very difficult time and now leading a $100 million fundraising campaign for the DIA's contribution to the grand bargain. But I think he's smart enough to understand and read the optics here and read the politics. The last thing they need is for the millage, the county support of the museum, to start unwinding. Because you got to believe that if one county, mm-hmm. Oakland, was to dissolve their arts authority, Macomb County wouldn't be far behind. Because the initial millage passed by a much wider margin in Oakland County than it did in Macomb County. And I think that a lot of politicians in Macomb would be looking for an opportunity to unwind the relationship.
So
he's doing damage control, and I think he knows he needs to.
And do you think this promise of corrective action will be more transparent? We will meet with county art authorities when we talk compensation. Will it be enough, do you think, to settle the ruffled feathers?
Probably. I think it remains to be seen how it actually plays out, but I don't think there's any question that the museum, at least in the near term, as this unspools, is going to have to try a little bit harder to be more sensitive and more transparent to the community, and find ways to make itself more ingrained and integrated with the community in a way, say, that the Detroit Symphony Orchestra has done after its strike.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.